Coinbase launches US 500 perps for long or short bets. On the S&P 500, Coinbase has launched US 500 perps, a perpetual futures contract that lets traders take a single long or short position on the 500 largest US listed companies. The exchange announced the product on August 18, 2026, framing it as a way to trade broad American equity exposure without buying individual stocks or a traditional index fund. The launch was confirmed through Coinbase's own channels and reported by Cointelegraph. The product folds a stock market benchmark into the same perpetual futures format crypto traders already use for Bitcoin and Ether. Instead of an expiry date, a perpetual contract runs indefinitely and uses a funding rate to keep its price tethered to the underlying reference. That structure is native to crypto derivatives venues and foreign to most equity markets, where index futures still roll on fixed quarterly cycles. A benchmark rebuilt as a crypto contract, the S&P 500 tracks the 500 largest publicly traded American companies by market capitalization, from mega-cap technology names to industrials and banks. Buying that exposure has traditionally meant an index fund, an ETF, or CME-listed index futures, each with its own trading hours, settlement rules, and account requirements. US 500 perps compresses that into one position. A trader who thinks U.S. equities will rise can go long. A trader expecting a drawdown can short the same contract. Both sides settle inside a crypto exchange account rather than a brokerage, and the perpetual format means the position does not need to be rolled forward as a dated future would. The appeal is directional simplicity. One contract stands in for 500 companies, and the position stays open until the trader closes it or gets liquidated. Perpetuals carry their own risk profile. Perpetual contracts are leveraged instruments, and leverage cuts both ways. A leveraged position can be liquidated if the market moves against it and the account falls below maintenance margin, wiping out the collateral behind the trade. The funding rate mechanism also imposes a recurring cost or credit, depending on which side of the market is crowded. So holding a perp over long stretches is not free even when the price barely moves. Equity indices historically show lower daily volatility than large-cap crypto assets, which changes the math but not the principle. A 3x or 5x leverage position on a benchmark that usually moves 1% a day can still be forced closed on an outsized session. Traders used to spot ETFs should treat a perp as a different instrument with a different failure mode, not a wrapper around the same exposure. Crypto rails keep absorbing traditional markets. The launch fits a broader pattern of tokenized and synthetic access to traditional assets moving onto crypto infrastructure. Tokenized U.S. stocks and money market funds have expanded through 2026, with platforms like Ondo's tokenized stock venue crossing $1 billion in total value locked, and Crypto.com adding tokenized U.S. equities and ETFs to its European app. Perpetual contracts on an equity index push the same convergence from the spot side into derivatives. Coinbase runs one of the largest regulated exchanges in the United States, and also issues consumer products such as the Coinbase card. So a stock index perp sits alongside a retail-facing brand that reaches ordinary users, rather than only professional desks. Availability, eligibility, and jurisdiction limits for the perps product will depend on local derivatives rules, which vary widely and often exclude U.S. retail traders from crypto-native perpetual markets. The crypto backdrop on launch day was steady rather than dramatic. As of August 18, 2026, Bitcoin traded near $64,318, up 2.4% over 24 hours, while Ether sat around $1,908, up 1.8%, and the Crypto Fear and Greed Index read 40. A neutral reading. A calm tape gives a new derivatives product room to draw attention without competing against a violent move in the majors.